105 at Q92 Radio.
It's time for the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Paul Ramel for Q92 Sports. This morning we will visit with area baseball coaches to see how their teams did this past week and what's on the schedule for this week. Now, the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show right here on Q92. First baseball coaches show of the season. Of course, the high school sports season wrapped up that last Saturday with the La Caprile Valley boys volleyball team. And so we're going to start our baseball coaches show now here with Matt Munson. Matt, the manager of the Madison Mallards. Seems like everyone's up at the lake this weekend over the 4th of July, Matt. So I'm doing a coaches show via phone with all the coaches. I'm the only one not at a lake.
Yeah. I guess it's that time of summer, I guess. So if we don't have baseball, we're getting away to the lake with our families. So
there you go. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, how'd the Mallards do this past week?
Yep. So I guess this last weekend we had headed over to the Busch Light Invite in Rosen. Always a fun time there, but got to play a few games. You know, not the outcome that we had hoped for, but we are in the same pool as Rosen and Montrose Waverly, so those are the two teams that we played. First up is the Friday game. You know, facing Rosen, we had Wyatt Halverson on the mound. We fell behind early, 1-0, but the guys were able to battle back, and we ended up scoring a bunch of runs late in the game. I think we took or put 11, 12 guys to the plate in one inning, so scored a bunch of runs. Ended up winning that game 11-1. And then Saturday, we faced Montrose Waverly. You know, that's a team that we played a few times over in the Busch Light Invite, so familiar with them. But, we weren't able to get much going at all that game, hitting-wise or getting any guys on base. But we ended up losing to Montrose Waverly 3-0. That game did give us an opportunity to get Dylan Geiser on the mound. You know, he's one that's worked a little bit of relief for us this summer, but hasn't able to get any starts in on the mound and hasn't logged many innings. So, you know, Dylan was a little wild early, but he was able to settle in late, ended up in innings for us, and only gave up those three runs. You know, with that going 1-1 early in the tournament, you know, that set up for Sunday with what we were going to be facing. And, there was rain and not all the games got played in pool play, but you know, in the other half, it was the teams of Regal, Sacred Heart, and Castlewood. We ended up playing Castlewood in that third-place game. You know, another game where, I guess, came out not getting a lot of hits or run production. Ended up losing to Castlewood 3-1 in that game. On the mound, did have Matt Inger throwing. He hasn't thrown a lot of innings for us this year, or even the last couple years, but you know, he worked really well, kept us in the game, just didn't score many runs. And, you know, in the tournament, you know, if you're talking to Tyler Ottleman, he'll maybe highlight the tournament a little later on. But, you know, Montrose Waverly, who we lost to, ended up going on to defeat Sacred Heart. So, you know, last weekend ended up going 1-2 in those games. Not what we had hoped for, but still a lot of fun.
Yeah, the Busch Light tournament over there in Rosen, it seems to get better and bigger all the time. It's a lot of teams out of our area love coming there, I bet.
Yep, yeah. It seems like the Rosen, Montrose, Waverly, and us are pretty constant. I mean, we take a year off here and there. Mm-hmm. But then those other three teams from the other side, you know, that usually rotates pretty well. So it is nice to have an opportunity to play some other teams for these non-league games and not have to travel far to do it. You know, going to Rosen is a fun time, great atmosphere, always like to play there. And, you know, you get to play the Castlewood or Sacred Hearts of the world. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, what's up next for the Madison Mallards then, Matt?
Yeah, so a big week, I guess, this coming week as far as it's our annual chamber night, which started a few years ago. So we'll face off against the Appleton A's on Wednesday at 7:30. We usually have a lot going on at the ballpark, usually get a lot of fans. So I encourage everyone in the area to come check out the game. I believe that there is some free ice cream that'll be served throughout the game, and then just other variety of fun activities, and I think they do door prizes. So should be a great time against Appleton A's.
Yeah, and roughly what time of start is that?
Yep. So it starts at 7:30, but I think they usually plan on having people down there about an hour before. So yep. If anyone shows up early, should be able to get ice cream then. And,
okay.
You know, we usually try to have a little game going, like 7th and 8th grade, or maybe even younger before that, but you know, just with the timing of it, it didn't work out this year to have a game before that. So it is only one game at 7:30, but, yeah, anyone can come on down before that. We'll have cold refreshments ready and some food if anyone wants to enjoy supper down in the ballpark.
Yeah, the Madison Chamber of Commerce, I don't know what year it is, 2 or 3 years now they've done it, and, boy, they get a crowd, don't they?
Yeah, I want to believe this is the third year that we have done this, but
okay. Yeah,
it'll definitely be the most well-attended game that we have of the summer. You know, it's probably something that we should have started many, many years ago. So, yeah, it gets a lot of people to the ballpark, a lot of people that don't come to the games traditionally, but, yeah, it makes for a very fun atmosphere and exciting ball game.
Yeah, and you're playing the Appleton A's, and so a lot of former La Caparra Valley baseball players on both teams, I'm guessing.
Yep. There will be a lot of La Caparra Valley baseball players on both rosters and making up both starting lineups. I would assume it would be all La Caparra Valley players. Everyone knows each other. I guess probably knows what to expect from a pitching standpoint and how guys hit. But I guess that's kind of the little rivalry in it and makes it for a fun game as well.
All right, at Madison Memorial Baseball Field around 7:30 then.
Yep, 7:30, so hope to see all the fans there.
All right.
And then we also have a game during Dragon Fest on Saturday. I think it's at 2 p.m., so the Wahpeton Whoppers had reached out. And they wanted to come to Madison and play a game, so that was the day that we were able to make that work. And it's a team that we've never seen before, so that should be a fun game as well. And if you half the time, or if there's nothing else that you're partaking in Saturday, you can come on down to that game at Madison Memorial Field, and then afterwards you can head over to Rib Fest at the happy hour.
I do both.
You do both? That's good. Everybody should do both.
That's right. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, the Rib
yep.
Fest is awesome next week, next Saturday.
Are you one of the guest judges too, Paul?
No, I eat. They've never asked me to be a guest judge.
So. No, they haven't?
No, I just do a pie contest.
Just the pie contest? Yeah. That's your expertise?
Yeah, that's my expertise.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, thanks, Matt, for the report on the Madison Mallards.
Yep, thanks, Paul. Have a good day.
Yep, you too. Matt Munson, manager of the Madison Mallards, will take a break. Continue at the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Get ready for the 4th of July by shopping the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson. Kip has Texas back ribs, only $5 per pound, perfect for your Independence Day barbecue. Bonguard's butter, just $4.50 per pound, and that's a creamy addition to your grill side dishes. So stock up for the holiday and make your 4th of July cookout one to remember by shopping the Country Butcher. These deals won't last long, so stop by today. The Country Butcher is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturday 9 to 1, and closed Sunday and Mondays. The Country Butcher, owned and operated by Kip Stender.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show on this Saturday morning, a holiday weekend, Saturday morning, I should say. And Jared Royland joins us right now by phone. And Jared, are you enjoying the 4th of July weekend?
It's good to be by some water. It's definitely hot out there.
Yeah, that's for sure. When I opened the Baseball Coaches Show, I said, well, most of the coaches aren't going to be in the studio because they're at a lake, and you guys are up there too. So.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, Jared. Jared's, of course, the manager of the Madison Junior Legion team, and tell us how the team did this past week, Jared.
Yeah, so with a short week, we had some makeup games that we had to get in from rainouts earlier in the year. So we started the week off right away. Monday night, we actually hosted a junior-senior Legion doubleheader against Granite. Their field, we were originally supposed to go down there, but over the weekend they got rained out and they had water standing in the outfield, and so it just happened to work out nicely that we were able to switch it up to here, and they were willing enough to come up here and get that game in. And a nice night at the ballpark. We started off the game really well. I think we were tied, or it was 0-1 going into the third inning or second inning. It was tied 1-1, and staff was dealing really well. Jackson Fernal started on the mound for us, and he gave us four really strong innings. He'd given up, through three innings, he'd given up two runs, and we were right in there with him. We got to the fourth inning, and Jackson ran into a little trouble. He put two runners on, but then he came back and we had two outs with two runners on. And credit to Granite, they had some really smart base running. They were able to scratch one run across, and then there was a play that it would have been a pretty tough play, but a play that I know a lot of our guys, and this one in particular, can make, and it just wasn't made that time, and that kind of opened the floodgates, and we ended up giving up six runs in that inning, so it made it 8-1, and then they ended up tacking on another run in the seventh inning, and so we ended up losing 9-1. The box score makes it look a lot worse than it was. I saw a lot of improvement from the boys. Our approaches at the plate, especially our pitching. Like I said, Jackson threw four really good innings, and then Gavin Meyer came in and threw the last two innings and only gave up one hit. He did end up giving up a run. We just gotta limit our giving up our free bases a little bit more. Still a few too many walks, but overall our pitching staff they've come a long way in the last week and a half, 2 weeks. Every time out in the last 2 weeks, we've gotten a little better and a little better. And so as long as we can keep that up, I feel really good about our chances coming down the home stretch in these last two regular season games, and then going into the playoffs. Get our bats back to where they were at the start of the year, which the guys can easily do that. We put up 38 runs in a tournament in Milbank earlier this year in three games, so I know we got the bats there. We got the guys to do it. It's just we need to get back to that again.
Okay.
So I feel very confident and know this group of boys can do that. So that was Monday, and then Tuesday we had another
rain out that we had to make up. We went over to Raymond and played a really fun game. It was for a long time. It was tied 1-1. I think we got into the, I think it was the seventh inning even. Yeah, tied 1-1. So then we made it to extra innings, and we put up one run in the top of the eighth and made it 2-1, and put a lot of pressure on them to come back in the bottom of the eighth. And to their credit, they answered the bell. They came up with two runs in the bottom of the eighth and ended up winning on a walk-off single, and beat us 3-2. But like I said, I sound like a little bit like a broken record, but our pitching is, it's where we needed to be. Carter Moen threw all eight innings. He only gave up, I think it was three walks. He struck out four. And like I said, only gave up three runs in eight innings. I mean, there's not much more you can ask from we unfortunately just didn't have the bats that night to back him up, but I feel really, really confident and really happy about our pitching performance over the last week, and if we can keep that up, like I said, I know the bats will be there when we get rolling down the stretch, and we're going to be a force to be reckoned with once we get in. We keep this rolling and get some momentum going into the playoffs. And the nice thing about our district is it's pretty wide open. Uh-huh. I think from the 2 seed to the 8 seed, there's maybe 2 games separating.
Oh, wow.
Those 6-7 teams. Yeah, it's really, anybody can beat anybody on any given night, you know.
Right.
And so it makes it really exciting to go to the ballpark, because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, just because they're the 8 seed that night and you're the 2 seed, that doesn't make a difference, because there's 1 game separating the two of you, you know. Well, it makes me lose a little more hair than I already am losing, but
yeah.
it's fun, and it creates a fun atmosphere and gets you on the edge of your seat. And it kind of magnifies everything, every decision we as the coaching staff make. It kind of magnifies it that much more. But I mean, that makes you really enjoy. It's that, got that postseason baseball feel to it, and that's why you play the sport.
That's right. So, anything else on the games this week, or what's coming up?
So next week, or this coming week, yeah, we've got, like I said, our last two regular season games. Tuesday night, we're going to host Bold down at Madison Memorial Field, and we're going to have another doubleheader, a junior senior Legion game. We've had, I think, two or three of those this summer, and they're just kind of fun, you know. You get more people down at the ballpark, and they're able to watch us, and you know, we've got some crossover. A couple guys that play for us also go up and play for Caden and the senior Legion team too. And then after our game, we get to sit and watch another really good team. Caden does a really good job with those boys up there, having our younger guys watch the older guys and see what they're doing and picking up a thing or two. I think it's just better for us all around. That's really fun. And like I said, Bold's right there in that mix too. We're probably, I haven't looked at the standings if they've been updated this week, but I would venture to guess we're about a game apart. And so that'll be a good hard-fought game. If we can bring the bats and have them rolling, I feel very confident in our chances in that game. And then Friday night, we wrap up the regular season against it's a Monty team they're always tough. EPIMA has those boys ready to play year after year. You're never gonna be shorted with a good team across the diamond when you're matching up against Monty. So that's a good gauge to see where we're at right at the end of the season, and hopefully get some momentum this week, like I said, rolling into playoffs, and then we'll see where the seedings shake out from there, and then we'll go right into the postseason the week after that. So
okay, is a Montevideo game in Madison or in Monty?
Yes. Yep. We wrap up the week with two home games this week, which that's always a fun way to end the year.
All right, real good, Jared. Thanks for the report on the Madison Junior Legion team. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. We appreciate all the coverage, too.
Yep, and I know you play for the Mallards, and so we'll see you Wednesday during the Madison Chamber night.
That sounds like a great. I can't wait.
Versus the A's.
Yep, that's exactly right. It's always fun.
All right, thanks, Jared.
Yep, thank you, Paul.
Jared Roiland with the Madison Junior Legion. We'll take a break and we'll come back and talk more baseball right here on the Baseball Coaches.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA. MallOfAmerica.com.
Lots to see and lots to do during the Big Stone County Fair in Clinton. It's coming up July 9th through July 13th. Enjoy the concert this year by Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery. That'll be on Friday, July 11th. General admission tickets, $35. VIP, $65. Tickets available online on the Big Stone County Fair website at BigStoneCountyFair.com. There will be a demolition derby, enduro race, all kinds of entertainment, and you're invited over for the fun. It's the Big Stone County Fair in Clinton, July 9th through the 13th. Bring your family, bring your friends, and make some memories at the Big Stone County Fair.
Race fans, bring the whole family with this Saturday night. Madison Speedways, we try this again Saturday, July 5th. The green flag flies at 7 o'clock. All classes in action, no late models also. I'd like to thank this week's sponsors, United Prairie Bank of Madison and Bruce's 66 Sub Marietta. Once again, green flag flies at 7 o'clock at Madison Speedway. I am Scotty Ireland, and we will see you at the track.
See a movie this weekend at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, July 4th through Monday, July 7th in Theater 1. It's Jurassic World Rebirth, rated PG-13. Brand new movie coming out this weekend. And in Theater number 2, Disney's Elio. That's Elio, rated PG. Both show at 7 o'clock nightly, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand. Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. We're going to travel over to Rosen and talk with head coach or manager Tyler Ottleman. Tyler has his arms full this morning, it sounds like, Tyler.
Yes, I do.
is it your son or daughter?
My son.
Okay.
4 months old.
4 months old. Okay, well, I appreciate
1 month.
What's that?
He's 1 month, end of May.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how the Rosen Express has been doing this year. This is the first time we've had you on the Baseball Coaches Show, and talk about the Busch Light Tournament and a marathon game yesterday, Tyler, huh?
Yeah, we could start the Rosen on the year. We are 3-6 in conference, and we are 4-8 overall. We played in our annual Busch Light Invite last weekend, and with that, Rosen took fifth place out of six teams. Montrose Waverly took first overall. They beat Sacred Heart. Castwood beat Madison to take third, and Rosen beat Regal to take fifth place. With all the rain, we didn't get one game in, but we had all the games in except for one.
Yeah, it's always a fun Busch Light tournament, isn't it?
Yes, it was. we had almost Wednesday to Sunday, so it was kind of tough to get, the conditions on Sunday were a little rough, but we're at least able to get the game in. So that's that was always good. Always a good turnout.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
So
anything else?
That should be it for the Bush Lane invite.
Okay.
For now.
Hey, do you have your roster in front of you there, Tyler? Since the first time, and tell us who's on the team.
Yes. With the roster, we had a little bit of a turnover. Not much for players, but we have 19 guys currently on the roster. I can go alphabetically order since that's what's on my phone. First guy is we just talked to Jared Roiland, Carter Moan. He is on the team, and you have Christian Canton and another young guy, Connor Ohm, from Ortonville. We have Davis Patzer, Devin Boots, and Drew Boots, both from Ortonville. We have a couple kids from the Cambie area, Evan Ingesmull and Jay Sigler, Kaden Mortensen, Landon Weber from there in Madison, and Liam MacArthur from the Cambie area. We have one of the older veterans on our team, and Damian Plotsky, and Jacob Motz, and Mike Shakey, and Nate Nelson and Nate Strong, both from the Ortonville area. And rounding out our roster is Peyton Rademacher and Preston Kraft, and then myself. So we have 19 guys total on the team.
Good roster there, Tyler.
Yeah, we're the oldest guy now is myself on the team, but we average about 20, just right around 23 years old. So we have a younger roster, but a lot of young talent there.
Okay. All right, you want to tell us a little bit about some of the games this past week, especially last night?
Yeah. I can go. We played, Rosen played in Dawson on Wednesday night, and the game started out in the third inning, in the bottom of the third inning. Peyton Rademacher, he came up and got walked. Drew Boots came up with a single. And Davis Patzer came in and got a fielder's choice to score in Peyton, to score the first run of the game. And then in the top of the fifth inning, Drew Boots led on by an error from short. He stole second. Mike Shakey got a single. And then Kaden Mortensen came in and drove in the run to score the second run. And after that, that's all we needed because Christian Canton started on the mound. He went 9 innings, giving up 5 hits, walked 2, and struck out 5. And he was pretty much dealing from there on out. Dawson did have a chance there in the 9th inning. They let off with a ball back to the pitcher, and then threw him out at first. But then they had back-to-back guys get on by a single and a walk. And then there was an error from the second baseman. And then the next play was a comeback or right to Evan Ingesmull at third. He stepped on the base and threw him out at first for a double play to end the inning. So we had a little bit of excitement with one out and bases loaded. So we got out of the inning and got out of the game with a 2-0 victory over Dawson.
Wow, great game.
Yes, very good game. It always seems like Dawson and Rosen, it always seems like it's a close game and a very competitive game.
Okay.
They have a very young team. They're a good team if you go rank. So looks like a lot of those high school kids are playing.
Okay.
So, and then next up was Ortonville and Rosen last night, or yesterday afternoon, on our annual 4th of July game. Starting out, let's see here now. In the fifth inning, at the top of the fifth inning, Ortonville came and scored 2 runs. And then the bottom of the fifth, Ortonville scored 1, or Rosen, my bad, scored 1. So it was a 2-1 game, Ortonville over Rosen. And then in the top sixth inning, Rosen came back with 2 more to take the lead 3-2. And then Rosen again in the bottom of the seventh inning scored 1 run to make it 4-1, my fault. And then in the top of the eighth, Ortonville scored a run, then Rosen came back with 2. At this point, it was 6-3. And then in the top of the ninth, Ortonville scored 3 runs, And then from there, it was a marathon game. It was hot, and it seemed like nobody really wanted to play. Or not, didn't want to play, but they it was hot, and everyone was kind of getting tired. The game went to the 17th inning, and finally, Ortville scored two runs in the top of the 17th inning.
Oh, my.
I don't think I've ever played that long of a game. It was, over 4.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Still,
have people still watching in the stands then?
luckily, there's the sponsor, a Strong Insurance. They sponsored all the drinks for the day. Well, I don't think he realized what he got himself into, and it was dollar fall balls. And it sounded like they ran through all his money that he brought to give the concession stand. So, sounded like they had to cut him off.
Yeah.
But it was kind of getting wild there towards the end, and both teams had multiple chances in the extra innings there. Orangeville had an instance. They had bases with one out. We got out of it. Rosen came up a couple times with guys in second and third, or the bases loaded with one or two outs, and still couldn't get them in. So it was a very fun game, and I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, for sure. Wow, that's a long game, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. What do you got?
For a hitting stand,
go ahead. Yep.
We can go over Preston Kraft and Devin Boots led the way. Devin Boots had four hits, with one of them being a double. Evan Kraft had four hits, all singles. Then you had Evan Dingusmo with two hits, Carter Ohm with two hits and an RBI, or I guess Evan Dingusmo also had an RBI. Drew Boots with two hits and two walks. I had two hits with two RBI. And then Peyton Rademacher had a hit. And then for pitching, if you know Mike Shakey, he originally signed with Ortonville, and he eventually came over to Rosen. And then later in the game, his brother Tony Shakey pitched, and in about the 10th or 11th inning, I asked him how he was doing, and he just said, "I'm going the distance," he goes. Well, that's what he did. He went 17 innings.
Oh, my.
He gave up 11 hits, 8 runs, which 5 of them were earned. He hit 2, walked 6, and struck out 5.
Oh, my. Marathon man.
So, yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it sounds like he's doing pretty good. He's icing his arm today. So, knowing him, he would try to pitch because Rosen plays tomorrow against Appleton at 4. So, but
okay.
We're gonna have to
what a game
him down.
What a game that
yes.
was! Wow.
Yes.
So okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, with that loss, now we're 3-5 in the conference and 4-8 overall.
Okay. What's up next for Rosen then?
Rosen plays next this Sunday in Appleton at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's the makeup game from earlier this year.
Okay. That's tomorrow at 4 in Appleton then.
Yes. Yep.
All right. In all my years of doing the coach's show, I don't think I've ever interviewed a coach while feeding his one-month-old baby.
Well, there's always first for everything.
That's right. It's a first for me.
Yep.
How's he doing?
He's doing pretty good.
What's his name?
Brewer.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, like the Milwaukee Brewers. So.
Oh, Brewer. Okay.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, he sounds like he's being fed well, so.
Yes, he's a grown boy. He's eating good. So,
Tyler, I appreciate you taking the time of being on the coach's show this morning.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Paul, and thanks for having me on.
You bet. We'll do it every Saturday. So,
all right. Sounds good.
All right. Tyler Ottoman with the Rosen Express. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Baseball Coach's Show after this.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Get ready for the 4th of July by shopping the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson.
Kip has Texas back ribs, only $5 per pound, perfect for your Independence Day barbecue. Bongard's butter, just $4.50 per pound, and that's a creamy addition to your grill side dishes. So stock up for the holiday and make your 4th of July cookout one to remember by shopping the Country Butcher. These deals won't last long, so stop by today. The Country Butcher is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturday 9 to 1, and closed Sunday and Mondays. The Country Butcher, owned and operated by Kip Stender.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show here on a Saturday morning. Well, I did a first interviewing Tyler Ottleman of the Rosen Express, so while he was feeding his son, Brewer. And now I'm going to do a first because Ryder Droogsma, manager of the Appleton A's, just finished a 10K run. And he's kind enough to join us by phone here. How'd the run go this morning, Ryder?
It wasn't bad. It's a little humid up here, that's for sure.
Where are you at?
Up by Nisswa, Pequot and Waits, kind of by north of Brainerd there.
Okay, I was up there last weekend.
Cool beans, yeah.
So 10K, how many miles is that?
That's 6.2.
Oh, wow. What was your time, do you know?
I got 53 flat.
Okay. Well, that's better than what I would do, let me tell you. Yeah, a little warm running that then, huh? For about an hour?
Very warm. The sun's not out, but it's humid.
Yep, for sure. All right, well, wow, I appreciate it. You just got done running a 10K and you want to be on the coach show. That's awesome. Talk a little bit about the Appleton A's. This is the first time we've had you on the Baseball Coaches Show. Why don't you run down your roster for us there, Ryder?
All right, so our roster is Ian Allpress, Caden Bierneold, Caden Allpress, Griffin Johnson, Evan Benson, Tucker Droogsma, Brett Baldwin, Evan Hagelin, Ethan Schulmer, Brant Schulmer, TJ Mitchell, Ryker Gruhl, Brock Bierneold, Braden Kittleson, Derek Molden, Daniel Tilkey, Ryder Droogsma, Gavin Meyer, Caden Molden, and then Cole Fisher, and we just added Kaysen Heineke. Let me look at our old books here quick. Cale Benson, Kyle Sack.
Oh, okay, wow. A lot of Pearl Valley players there, huh?
A lot, yes. We are very, very young.
Yeah. All right. Just kind of catch us up on the season here quickly, and then maybe the last game, if you want to go a little more detail on that, and what's coming up for the A's.
Yeah, and then we have Ryan Lee also helping us out with the manager stuff when I'm not able to make it, so that also helps me a lot.
Okay, oh, yeah. Ryan's involved in a lot of things. Softball,
he
baseball?
He is. Well, so far we're 0-7. We, who did we play first? We started our season in Morris, lost 6-2, which was kind of expected. I mean, Morris is a very good team there, undefeated.
Right.
Then we went to Cottonwood, lost a very close one there in extra innings, I believe.
Okay.
Let me look back at the old book here.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then we traveled to... Then we hosted Chicago, lost a tough one there. We came back, battled. We were down big, but then got some timely hits. But mostly for us, it's the whole making contact, putting the ball in play, because most of the time that's what you got to do. You got to make defenses work in this league.
Right. Yep. So.
And then we played a very good Clinton Cardinal team. Ended up losing 3-0. And pitching now is very good. We have a very good pitching staff, which helps a lot.
Who's on your Who's on your pitching staff, Ryder?
Myself, Tucker, Ian, Allpress, Caden Bierneold throws a little bit. Brock Bierneold throws. Kyle Sachs has started throwing.
Oh, wow. That's...
Grant. Ethan Schulmer's been throwing. I think that's realistically what we have right now.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a good pitching staff there. You can never have enough pitchers, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Any other games you want to mention?
Then we played Ortonville up there. I unfortunately didn't make it, but it was an 8 o'clock game on a Friday night. I think we lost 10-0, but, you know, they're a very good team as well. Then went to Hancock, I think. I can check the score of that game, too.
That's Orlando Ducks League is a tough league, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's every team is willing to battle in the playoffs, that's right. For sure.
Yep. Okay.
I do not have the score of that game.
That's fine.
And then we played Rosen. That game was supposed to be last weekend, but we play Rosen tomorrow at 4 p.m. in Appleton.
Okay.
Then the Dawson game was supposed to be played last weekend or 2 weekends ago, got rained out, so that is next weekend. And then we played Mineota last weekend and ended up losing 8-6 in 12 innings or 10 innings.
Okay.
And then now we have three more games left, so it would be Dumont, Rosen, Dawson, and then Madison and Benson.
Okay. Yeah, you come to Madison on Wednesday. It's chamber night here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. We'll be
we're looking forward to play there.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting that game here on Q92. Looking forward to that.
That'll be awesome.
And then you got a game tomorrow in Appleton, you said, right?
Yes, versus Rosen.
Okay. Hey, Ryder, tell us about all the improvements you've made at the Appleton ball field.
Thank the people that have, from like my dad and John Heineke and Borstedt and all them that have been pitching in and helping with this. Well, we got the new dugouts 2 or 3 years ago, and then things kind of started happening. And then we ended up tearing the fences down, moving those back. And now we're trying to get some more seating and the new backstop, which is very, very nice. And then the new addition is the huge scoreboard in left center.
Beautiful scoreboard.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah, that addition's there to the Appleton baseball field. And, I'll have to come over there and do a few games.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you down there.
Yeah. You got an air-conditioned press box? Maybe we can start raising money for that, right?
That is in the works, actually.
Grandstand
is in the works.
All right. Is this your first year managing Appleton A's?
Yes, it was. Ben Mulder did it from Montevideo the past couple years after what we kind of went through, and then he actually retired, and then I was like, well, he kind of handed the reins over to me, so I was like, I can't see the Appleton A's fold, I guess, so I'll step in. And then I asked Ryan and Kyle kind of to maybe see if Kyle would want to get his release from Rosen, so then we got that, and he jumped on board, and then Ryan jumped on board, and I was like, well, if there's games that I'm not there, would you be willing to do the manager stuff? And he was all in for that.
Great. Good. Takes a village to run a town team ball. It's a big commitment, too, isn't it?
It does, yes, and it takes the town behind you, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ryder, well, I really appreciate you. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up here? Or?
Just have people from the communities come down and check out the baseball field. We have a lot of improvements still coming on, and we'd like to see people down there at our games.
Okay, and what time is that game tomorrow, then, again?
It is at 4 p.m. versus Rosen in Appleton.
Rosen will be a little tired because they just got done with 17 innings.
I saw that. Yeah, they played Ortonville yesterday.
Yep, and Shakey pitched all 17 innings, Tyler told me.
Holy smokes.
All right, Ryder. Hey, congratulations on your 10K this morning up there in the Brainerd area, and appreciate that. And thanks for being on the Coach's Show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, we'll do it again next Saturday.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, thanks, Ryder. Ryder Drugsma.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Yep, Ryder Drugsma, manager of the Appleton A's. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worry 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA, mallofamerica.com.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Lots to see, lots to do during the Big Stone County Fair in Clinton. It's coming up July 9th through July 13th. Enjoy the concert this year by Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery. That'll be on Friday, July 11th. General admission tickets, $35. VIP, $65. Tickets available online on the Big Stone County Fair website at bigstonecountyfair.com. There will be a demolition derby, enduro race, all kinds of entertainment, and you're invited over for the fun. It's the Big Stone County Fair in Clinton, July 9th through the 13th. Bring your family, bring your friends, and make some memories at the Big Stone County Fair.
Race fans, bring the whole family with this Saturday night. Madison Speedways, we try this again Saturday, July 5th. The green flag flies at 7 o'clock. All classes in action, no late models also. I'd like to thank this week's sponsors, United Prairie Bank of Madison and Bruce's 66 Sub Marietta. Once again, green flag flies at 7 o'clock at Madison Speedway. I am Scotty Arnold at the track.
See a movie this weekend at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, July 4th through Monday, July 7th in Theater 1. It's Jurassic World Rebirth, rated PG-13. Brand new movie coming out this weekend. And in Theater number 2, Disney's Elio. That's Elio, rated PG. Both show at 7 o'clock nightly, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
Paul Ramo back here in the studio with the Baseball Coaches Show, and that kind of wraps this Saturday up. So the Madison Legion on next Saturday, and the Thompsons from Dawson. We'll talk Dawson baseball next Saturday as well. And once again, Madison Chamber Night this Wednesday at Madison Memorial Baseball Field, 7:30. A lot of prizes will be given away, a lot of activity. I believe there's free ice cream. By the Chamber of Commerce, and game with the Appleton A's starts around 7:30. That's this Wednesday here in Madison. Thanks for listening to the Baseball Coaches Show on this Saturday. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92. Tune in next week at 9 o'clock with more interviews with area baseball coaches right here on Q92. See you next Saturday morning. Have a great day.
Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.